224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is proposing major changes to the way the Supreme Court is run, including implementing term limits and setting up an enforceable code of ethics. He's also proposing a constitutional amendment that would strip presidents of immunity from prosecution and emphatically states that no president is above the law. The Park Fire burning near Chico, California, has now grown to the biggest blaze so far in the state. And says ABC's Allison Kosick.
Smoke from hundreds of fires burning across the West and in Canada, now spreading across the U.S. The effects could be felt as far as New England.
At the Olympics, a top-ranked Algerian swimmer was disqualified from competition today for being too overweight.
Any athlete who fails to make weight during the official weight control is disqualified from competition.
IOC spokesman Mark Adams. Across France, telecommunications lines have been disrupted in what appears to be another case of coordinated sabotage, like the train lines last week. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are asking voters to move the power to spend federal money in Wisconsin from the governor to the legislature. It's the GOP response to the billions that came to Wisconsin because of the pandemic. There are two referendum questions on statewide ballots August 13th. Republicans are urging yes votes. Democrats are urging no votes. Senator Tammy Baldwin is rejecting calls for President Biden to resign. She tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Biden is capable of finishing out his term.
You have full faith in the president's ability, his mental acuity, as we sit here today to lead the nation.
I think the administration and Biden is perfectly capable of finishing out the term.
The president himself.
The president himself.
Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison still doesn't have its independent police monitor office up and running, and it's not for lack of trying. The position was much discussed and eventually created after the protests of 2020. The office will provide independent oversight of the police department and create ways for civilians to file complaints. The independent monitor herself just returned from a three-month medical leave. Now they're finally starting to fill other positions. The monitor, Robin Copley, told the State Journal she hopes to have the complaint process open within the next few months. And fans at Mallards and Nightmares games now have a little more protection from foul balls. Previously, Warner Park had netting for a few sections on the side of the field, but staff have installed all new netting. It covers more sections and reserve tables on the duck blind. Staff say safety is their top priority, and this makes it a safer environment for everyone. And don't worry, they designed this new netting so it wouldn't interfere with mascot Maynard G. Mallard's pregame zip line. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the first pitch of the game, and Milwaukee's Tobias Myers had just given up a solo home run shot. And you wondered if the Marlins would sweep the Brewers at AmFam Field. But home runs by Jake Bauer, Jackson Churio turned it into a 6-2 win for the Brewers. Devin Williams able to make his first appearance of the season to close out the game. NFL, the Packers completing two weekend practices in pads. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked, how did Jordan Love go from being his backup to the highest paid quarterback in NFL history?
Well, first of all, since you mentioned it, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Love becoming the highest paid player in the NFL.
There you go.
Hey, Love, yeah. Don't spend it all in one place, but if you do, I still have a house in Green Bay that's up for sale.
There we go.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Earlier in the offseason, he told me the same thing, but... No, somebody will buy it. It's probably not me.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
The Kamala sugar high continues on the Devil's Advocates radio show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for her. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show with Chris Lavoie. 323-410-0458 is the number. And wow. I mean.
That's a salesman telling people what they want to hear.
People don't want to vote, apparently.
Yeah.
Ever again?
That's a sale. Well, no. Chris, that's him telling a group of far-right Christians what they want to hear, asking for the sale. That's a salesman tech. That's salesman 101.
Future President Harris says, when she says that the election is about freedom, she means it. Our democracy is under assault by criminal Donald Trump. Thank you. Keep that word is an important word. After the last election, he lost. He sent a mob to overturn the results, which he's planning on doing again. It sounds like. I mean, luckily he's not in the driver's seat this time around. That Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are, so that the National Guard will be ready should they need it. You know, various things like that won't be an issue this next time, thank God. But yeah, the vice president released a statement which included this campaign. He, meaning Donald, has promised violence if he loses, the end of our elections if he wins, and the termination of the Constitution to empower him to be a dictator to enact his dangerous Project 2025 agenda on America. Donald wants to take America backward to a politics of hate, chaos, and fear. This November, America will unite around Kamala Harris to stop him. And our friend A.G. Mueller, she wrote, said, this is what I was waiting for. Perfect, as far as that statement against Donald is concerned. Right. It's pitch perfect. How she is dealing with them, with all these statements that keep getting released and calling them weird and doing what is necessary to get people excited about her. In fact, in Florida, at the Villages. They showed up for Kamala Harris.
They did. They really did.
Like in droves.
Yeah.
And everybody was, and rightfully so, shocked. I mean, it's very MAGA-centric, at least how we've been told it's MAGA-centric. But I guess they want to keep their Social Security and Medicare. Because Donald says he didn't get rid of it, but every year he was in office, he tried to get rid of Social Security and Medicare as we know them. The Democrats saved him from that. Otherwise, that would have been one of the other things that he would have happened that would have been terrible. So I think the villagers are finally realizing, hey, wait a minute. Maybe they're finally paying attention to what Republicans have been wanting to do since the 1930s.
Or maybe they're realizing what Donald Trump has been lying to them about in the last four or six years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Oh, and somebody that knows a lot about Project 2025, Karen.
Karen in Chicago.
Hi.
Hey, yes. Well, listen, it's not just Trump that's been wanting to do this to him. It's the entire Republican Party forever and ever.
Right.
And I'm glad that people are finally waking up because it is included in Project 2025.
It is.
This is what Donald Trump and the Republicans want to do. And in addition to that, let me just say this. You guys were talking about immunity.
Mm-hmm.
He also wants to give the federal government to give immunity to police.
Right.
Who kill unarmed black people, citizens, you know, left and right. And they don't have, there's not going to be any accountability. There's not going to be any investigations into it. There's not going to be any, you know, leave given or firings or anything. They are going to be able to do that and have no consequences or accountability. So that's another thing that people need to understand.
Yeah.
But you guys were talking about Donald Trump's immunity, utilizing the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of it is, they know this is, they have always weaponized our decency and goodness and fairness against us.
Yes.
They know darn well that this applies only to Donald Trump mm-hmm. and Republican presidents. They would not give the same immunity to a Democratic president.
Right.
No Democratic president would do this. And if they did, we would not be okay with it. And
right.
they know that about us. It's just, it's crazy. But I did want to mention, too, I don't know if you guys saw, there's going to be, I think Christina Pelosi is organizing a fundraiser for Kamala, dog and cat owners
okay.
for Kamala. But point of order, we all know cats cannot be owned. They own us.
No, okay. we're staff.
They own us.
They own us, yes. We are their staff. That
yes.
is very
right?
true. That is very, very
yes.
true.
Yes. So, but I love this, all of the excitement, and I think Indigenous women came together
yep.
last night. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we're going to do a collective women's call to
right.
help raise funds for Kamala. And then on the 30th is the dogs and cats. So I am going to tweet all of that information
great.
To you all. And, let's share it. Let's do this.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely. Thank you so much,
honey. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Karen.
Love you.
Bye. No, she's right that Project 2025 is just, as you've been saying, I mean, it's been around forever, but I think it's on steroids now,
mm-hmm.
what they've been wanting to do, and now it's just...
It's finally gotten traction. You
yes.
know, because the Heritage Foundation puts out a position paper every 4 years
right.
on what the direction of the country should be. That's not news. But it's this year, it's gotten traction. And so I'm really glad.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Because they've been trying. I mean, since Social Security was invented,
mm-hmm.
the Republicans have been trying to get rid of it since the 1930s. And then
right.
as soon as the Great Society happened with LBJ, they've been trying to get rid of Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least the villages are getting it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Some people in the villages.
Some people. And, you know, today I feel bad, by the way, for people, women, in pregnant people in Iowa. As of this morning at 8 a.m. local time.
Mm-hmm.
A new abortion ban will take effect in Iowa, which bans abortion after 6 weeks, which is awful. So Donald is proud of having put people on the Supreme Court that overturned Roe.
Mm-hmm.
And many are still saying, oh, you know, Democrats want to murder babies outside the womb. That's still against the law.
Yeah.
Always has been against
yeah,
the law.
That's murder.
There are babies that can be born that only live for a few hours,
sure.
which is awful,
right.
and shouldn't the mother shouldn't have to go through that, nor should the infant have to go through something like that. And that is going to start happening more and more and more in places like Iowa, Texas, Idaho. I mean, they're losing doctors in Idaho.
Yeah.
Literally, OBGYNs are leaving, which means people that want to remain and have a nice pregnancy can't find doctors
right.
to take care of them, and that's just frightening for those that want to have children and live in Idaho or in Iowa now. And so should Donald decide to actually debate Vice President Harris, which he won't. I don't think he's going to do it.
He's going to chicken out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's already chickened out.
Yeah. Well, he's got a big chicken suit that people are showing everywhere yeah. now. Cause we, you know, he hates being laughed at. So do not laugh at him.
He's a big pussy cat.
He is a big pussy cat. Not really. He's not as nice as they are. But no, she's got the receipts on Dobbs and just his own quotes. He quotes, he proud that he did that to people in this country. And the whole thing, oh, you know, they're softening. J.D. Vance is softening his abortion stance. No, they're not. Because leaving it to the states, as J.D. Vance said before, oh, they'll just fly people out of Ohio to other states, and we should stop travel.
Right.
He wants to stop travel.
He wants to kidnap women who want to fly out of state to get a medical procedure. Mm-hmm. He wants to kidnap them and keep them in Ohio.
Yes. And I do believe that Brett Kavanaugh said that wouldn't be an issue when they ruled for the Dobbs situation. I mean, we've seen these commercials where it's a woman and, say, her daughter, her young daughter, and they're pulled over and they have to take a pregnancy test. It's coming. There are places in Texas where they were preventing people. And how do you know if somebody's pregnant until they're showing? You don't know if somebody's pregnant. You just don't. You don't. So I've always been like, oh, you see a pregnant woman and say she's having a glass of wine and everybody gets mad at her. It's like the first 6 weeks are really the time where you really don't want to be drinking alcohol.
Right.
Because that's when the problems, once the fetus is almost fully formed, it's less likely to affect them because they're already there. But, you know, you cannot tell. So basically anybody between the ages of what? Girls start having their periods now, what, 9 years old?
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. That's a whole other problem. And say 50. So we're going to have to always have a negative pregnancy test if we get on a plane or on a bus or travel across state lines in our own cars. And when you're Stephanie and you look like you're 41, she's going to get pulled over all the time.
Sure.
She's a big gay.
Yeah.
You know, she's not going to get pregnant anytime soon. Even at her young age.
For many reasons.
For many reasons. but it's just, this is what, when J.D. Vance says that, we need to stop women from leaving my state so that they can get a medical procedure. Excuse, please? Talk about big government getting in the way.
Yeah.
I thought these guys were the little government people.
They're not. They haven't been ever since Trump took over.
Certainly. Well, I mean, the fact that they have been wanting to overturn Roe since it passed. Mm-hmm. And Obergefell is next, unfortunately.
It absolutely is.
It really is. There's a case coming up that might lead to that. I don't think it's a strong enough case, but we'll see. It's just with – do I have a thing, by the way?
Oh, yes.
What's funny is with Thomas saying, oh, there's all these other 14th Amendment rulings that the Supreme Court has made under equal access, basically equal protection under the law. And stating that abortion is not, doesn't fall under that, basically because it's not about sex. It's like, well, you kind of have to have female parts in order to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. So we are no longer protected under the 14th Amendment as women. Yeah. We are no longer, which is why they don't want the ERA to finally pass. Yeah. Because then, guess what, kids? Abortions come back into the reality because then you cannot discriminate on the basis of sex.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ranting. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, it's talk radio. You're supposed to talk. You're supposed to talk on talk radio, apparently. Yeah. Well, it is 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show is brought to us by Dr. Marty's.
Yeah.
I heard them earlier.
You did? Yes, we did.
The lady is awake. She's been texting. But by the way, did you know that your dog's food could be harming your dogs? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for, and that's cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to doggies like Bonnie and Clyde. They just love it.
Crunch.
Exactly. Now you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The station where the handbasket to hell leaves from. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan.
Stephanie Miller.
Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it.
Stephanie Miller.
Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Let me rock it, rock it.
Okay. It didn't fade right a minute ago.
Oh, no.
So much over here. It is 24 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. 323-410-0458 is the number. Hi, Michelangelo in Denver. How are you?
Well, I'm kind of doing okay.
All right.
A little under the weather.
Oh, no.
But I just wanted to call because I called on Friday and it was at the top of the hour there. Just want to give you something that you can use as a weapon against these guys that are always talking about DEI.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, Kamala Harris is a DEI appointment. DEI is another word for God. Figure that one out, Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Figure that one out.
Mm-hmm.
We should use that a little bit more. Yeah, DEI stands for God, you guys. So in any case, I just wanted to kind of lay that on you, and also that I'm making tracks to L.A. I was here in Denver, but I'm going to make tracks to L.A., VIP and everything else.
Nice.
Awesome. When you guys are there.
Yay. Awesome.
Because
awesome.
I have a new granddaughter right there in Encino, California that I'm going to visit, so I might as well visit you guys.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, just come over the hill. It's not too far.
Yeah, across the Rockies like the Donner Party.
Yeah.
I know. And Encino's in the valley, and it's burning up right now. So I'll bring a few ice cubes with me when I come.
Actually, we don't have many fires around here. All the fires are up in Northern California.
Yeah, we're lucky down here right now.
Yeah, we're about 400 miles away from the fires.
Yeah, we're doing all right. But a friend of mine's son, I think, is fighting some of those. Yeah. So.
Okie dokie.
All right. Have a good one, man.
Okay. You be well. Love you guys. You be well. Be safe out there.
Thank you. So, Donald, can you play four for me? Because, wow.
A criminal is a criminal, and they generally stay a criminal, and we don't have time to figure it out.
He's a criminal.
He's a criminal. Convicted.
He's a criminal. He is a criminal.
He's been convicted.
He has been convicted. That makes him a criminal. So I guess he knows that. A criminal is a criminal is a criminal. He's just admitting to all of that while we laugh at him.
Yep.
Don't laugh at him. He hates it when people laugh at him. I mean, it's really like not.
He also hates being called weird.
He's weird. He's weird. He's just really weird.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is onlookers. Okay. No, here's what we'll do.
Right.
At the Bitcoin thing, remember he was at,
right.
he did that in Nashville and then he went to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. According to some of the people that were at this event, he was embarrassing.
Oh.
This embarrassing Trump rambling at Bitcoin 24 about electricity, which we do have that. What was that number? There it is.
Oh, is it because it takes a lot of electricity to mine Bitcoin?
I guess.
Okay.
It's number five, right. What he said about that.
But we will be creating so much electricity that you'll be saying, please, please, President, we don't want any more electricity. We can't stand it. You'll be begging me, no more electricity, sir.
Sir.
We have enough. We have enough.
I don't get...
It sounds like it was him, like, people on the left say it takes a lot of electricity to mine Bitcoin. And it does. It does. But, and so it sounds like he was trying to combat that, but in a weird way.
Yes, yes. And another person that went, Mike Doan, said he actually fell asleep during the speech, despite being initially excited. He said, I was excited to hear what Trump had to say about Bitcoin. Then I fell asleep listening to him ramble and pander to the crowd. I have to remind myself, vote for the platform, not the personality. You want to vote for Project 2025 because that's the platform. Because they literally don't have a platform. They didn't have one in 2016. No. They didn't have one in 2020.
No.
Technically, they don't have a platform. So get yourself educated, man who fell asleep. There's a reason you fell asleep. He's weird. He's just plain weird. And as somebody else said, it was my first time watching him speak live. He sounds like a low IQ con man to me. I wouldn't believe anything he tells me.
He's a cheap timeshare salesman.
He is.
I'm saying that.
No, you're absolutely right. The only thing he was ever good at was that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And if he could use it for good instead of evil, he'd have been a better person. But he was never loved by his parents. They were not nice people.
He's not loved by his family.
No, he's not. I don't think any of his kids like him. I really don't. Oh, goodness, it's already 29 after. Well, hopefully at the top of the hour, we'll have Hal Sparks. We're waiting on him getting back
we'll
to
see.
Us. We'll see. And if not, it's just Chris
not,
and me.
Yeah, call in.
Yeah, please.
We'll talk to you.
We totally, totally love talking to you guys.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People fishing in Wisconsin will soon be able to carry guns. The Department of Natural Resources overturned a ban after gun supporters sued the state. After the rule was reversed last week, both sides agreed to drop the lawsuit. Critics of the far-right Project 2025 say it would turn back rights gained by many Americans over the past several decades. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
Project 2025 also proposes slashing federal money for renewable energy and prioritizing fossil fuel production. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Quite a crime for some yoga pants. Madison police are searching for two people who spent thousands of dollars on pricey yoga gear, all using a senior citizen's stolen credit cards. Police say it happened at the Hilldale Lululemon store last month. When they pulled up security footage, they could see what looks like two young women spending thousands of dollars on clothes and gift cards. Police have posted stills from that security video and are asking for help identifying the fraudsters. And a new memorial on the Capitol steps. Val Phillips now has a permanent home at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Over the weekend, leaders unveiled the new statue made by Radcliffe Bailey, a sculptor who specializes in African-American culture. He recently died. This is his last piece. Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, to serve on the Milwaukee City Council, and to become a judge in Wisconsin. And now she's the first Black woman to be memorialized on the property of the state capitol. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer's sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you look at New York, whether you're looking at AG Letitia James and taking away his ability to operate businesses in the state of New York, or whether we're looking at Alvin Bragg and the fact that his freedom actually hangs in the balance because he's got these 34 felony convictions at the hands of Alvin Bragg, or when we look down in Georgia, where he has been running away from Fannie Willis and turning in every which way that he could because that grand jury was able to indict him and a number of his co-defendants have pled guilty, and he does not want to face the music there. So, yeah, if I was him, yeah, I would be shaking in my boots as well.
That was Jasmine Crockett talking about how Donald
is a chicken.
He's
and
he's scared.
He's a scaredy little chicken, doesn't want to debate the big bad prosecutor that will wipe the floor with him.
Yep.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. 323-410-0458 is the number. I am Jody Hamilton, sitting in for the lovely and talented Stephanie Miller. And just got notification that Ellie Mistal will be at the New York Sexy
That's
Liberal,
right.
too. So,
yes.
And more to come. So it's going to be a humdinger.
It's going to be huge.
It is. It's going to be huge. I wish I could go because that sounds fun.
Yep.
It just sounds fun to me. Kevin in D.C., hi.
Hey, Kev.
Well, hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And welcome back, Jody.
Thank you.
Yeah. A fairly uninteresting week that you missed. Right?
Nothing happened, right?
Exactly. So I noticed it's still gag-inducing when people can't say liberal media.
Mm-hmm.
This past few days, Click two networks in one. What was that? That old
two minutes in one.
Certs.
It was certs.
Yeah. Thanks. I knew my nerd brother or sister would bail me out. Yeah. So anyway, two different networks. One on ABC. I think her name is Martha something that hosts
Raddatz.
ABC.
Martha Raddatz.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Jake Sapper.
Uh-huh.
I don't have respect enough to call him by his name. They both let two different guests get away with just hand-waving what Trump said about not having any elections anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you Christians, you just have to vote one more time. And we fixed it. Let me repeat that. Fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't have to worry about voting anymore. Now, forget a liberal media. What responsible media lets someone get away with saying that?
I know.
Especially with... You know, with Project 2025 assuming the background, these people make millions. I know Stafford does at least. So that the least you're supposed to do is offer follow up questions on matters
right.
this important.
Mm-hmm.
And they just blatantly let it go. It's thank goodness that there is independent media such as yourselves, and I won't include Twitler, other sites
right.
where this stuff doesn't pass unbidden. But this is horrifying. And once again, you know, what's that old saying? When someone tells you who they are.
Believe them.
Believe them.
Yeah, that's Maya Angelou said that.
Yeah. And just I want to add to the weird, you're a good friend of the show. Did you hear what... Was George Takei tweeted?
No, I didn't.
About the whole weird thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He says, Trump and Vance are just too weird to lead America. And I say that, and I am one who's attended Star Trek conventions.
Right.
That's funny.
So, yeah. So, before I go, just wanted to... once again, welcome you back. It's like that old Bill Withers song, "Ain't No Sunshine When She's
Aww.
Gone."
Now you're singing it. I like it. I like it. That's so sweet. Thank Aww. You, honey. and the lady will be back tomorrow, so you know all will be right with the world. Along with Charlie Pierce and Lindy Lee, so that should be a very nice show. So Mark Meadows, again, is asking. To move his Georgia case out into a federal court.
Yeah.
He asked the, it was the 11th Circuit, but it wasn't en banc. He just mm-hmm. asked the three people that, and he could have asked for en banc. He decided not to. He's going above them and going to the Supreme Court to see now if they'll do that. According to a lot of people, it's not going to happen because his argument is he was the chief of staff when he was doing this,
right.
but it's still not the chief of staff of the president of the United States' business, what Georgia does with its elections.
Mm-hmm.
It's just none of their business. That's not how this country is run.
Right.
States run their elections, just like how they're trying to say, oh, Kamala Harris won't be on the ballot in 50 states. No, that's not true, because
right.
we don't have a nominee yet.
Right.
That's how it works.
And it's a good thing that the states run their elections, because you don't want one entity in Washington, D.C. running all of the states' elections, because then that one entity can F with the elections in all 50 states.
Well, I do
decentralizing it makes effery a lot harder to do.
To some extent. It does make effery easy when it comes to gerrymandering, though, and things like that.
Well, each state determines its own gerrymandering.
Well, some don't have it like we don't.
Right.
But that's the problem with it is like, and that's the problem is mainly with the House of Representatives and your state assemblies and your state senates because of how those are elected. Senators and governors and presidential candidates don't have the same effery because the whole state votes on those people. So it's, I would like the civil, Voting Rights Act to be reinstated in its entirety, which, and I think every state, we shouldn't just limit it to the slave states.
Right.
Every state should be able to pass whatever the old rules were in order to have their elections, because that helps with fairness. Mm-hmm. The fact that it was just going to certain states, I think, was wrong. I think it should have applied to every state in the country. Mm-hmm. If you think there's a problem with how you're running your election and the DOJ comes in and says, hey, you got to fix this, I don't care if you're in California or in Georgia. It should be fixed. So I think that perhaps if we get a new one, it should just apply to everybody. That way it's fairer to everybody involved. And that's one thing that was nationally with regard to elections. Mm-hmm. And there's H.R. 1, which still can pass if we give Kamala Harris huge majorities in the House and Senate. We can get a lot of work done if we do that for her when she becomes our president. If we do not give her a House and a Senate, it's going to be just as difficult for her to get stuff done as it has been for President Biden. Though he no longer has any F's to give.
Right.
And I look forward to this Joe Biden.
Yes.
I really, you know, it's just, it's like, now what? And he's got all these new freedoms.
Yeah, he does.
He has a lot.
He has immunity.
He has immunity. We've been told it. We have been told it. Hi, Bill in New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good.
You know, this thing about there ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Mm-hmm. Well, I have some friends visiting from California. I live about 8 miles from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to get all this haze coming in from some big forest fire out in California.
Sorry.
And it's a bit odd. But what I had called about is the fact that the leading cause of death among children is gun violence.
Yes.
And this guy Vance is complaining about women who don't have children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's insane. And this idea that people who don't have children should be taxed more, they already pay more.
We already pay more.
Property tax.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter is 28 now, and I'm still paying property tax. She doesn't live over here. And I don't care. I mean, anything that benefits somebody, you know, for education is great.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that guy is stupid. I mean,
well,
what a
weird
dumb thing to say.
Yeah, it's very Orwell Animal Farm. You know, everybody is equal, but some people are more equal than others.
Right.
You know?
Right.
People with kids are more equal.
Right.
No. Doesn't work that way. Sorry.
And you're right. I mean, we have this problem in this country with children being murdered. There was a shooting the other day, just yesterday, I believe, at a mall. It was targeted. It wasn't a random thing. But still, the fact that children are dying because of gun violence, and he is saying that somebody would – what if they had a child and that child was killed?
Yeah.
Do they no longer get to vote because they don't have a child anymore? I mean, a friend of mine's daughter just passed away.
Yeah.
She was in her early 20s. Very depressing, obviously. Is he no longer – allowed to vote because his daughter is gone or she's an adult? Does it matter if the children are grown or not? I mean, it's...
Yeah, he didn't think that this position through.
No.
Not at all.
No. And he
was just throwing chum to the you know, sharks.
Well, and it's upsetting a lot of Republicans, too, because not everybody can have children. Not everybody wants children.
Right.
I made a choice not to have children. I didn't want them. I have 17 nieces and nephews and 15 grandnieces and nephews. I'm good. So there was no reason. It just was never something I wanted to do. Okay. And I have friends that couldn't have children. So what about people who adopt? Do they count? I mean, he keeps saying that Pete Buttigieg, he has two kids.
He has two kids.
Two of them.
Yeah. Well, he said that about Pete Buttigieg a couple of
right
weeks before he announced his adoption. So.
But, I mean, what is it? That's the thing. It's like, a lot of people aren't having children because of climate change, and it's an understandable thing. What we're leaving, I have less quote vested in this country when it comes to climate change because I don't have children, but I care about it, as everybody should. And people with children, you'd think would care more, but they don't seem to, at least not in the Republican
Right.
Party. You know, they're not trying to do anything to mitigate climate change, which we should have been doing since the 70s. Nobody listened to Jimmy Carter. But I digress. Kamala Harris actually was talking about gun violence. Can we start with 8, please? Thank you.
How many of you guys as college students had to have a drill during high school or middle school or elementary school, where you, or even in college, where you learned about how you need to hide in a closet or crouch in a corner in the event that there is a mass shooter roaming the hallways of your school?
And as they panned to the audience, everybody raised their hands. Not one person that was sitting there did not raise his or her hand, which is, I can't even, drop drills were scary enough in the 70s here, because we were worried about a nuclear war during Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So we'd have these air raid sirens going off usually the last Friday of the month, and wherever you were at school, you had to drop. So if we were out of recess, just drop to the grass.
Not going
to
save you in a nuclear war, but
we did have a bomb shelter though at my grade school.
Okay, we didn't.
We did. We had a bomb shelter, but it couldn't fit the whole school.
Yeah.
The entire student body couldn't fit in there. But we did have it. It had the thing, the radiation symbol on it.
I think those drills for me stopped like when I was in second grade.
They stopped for me in 75. So okay. That's when we stopped, when we got out of the wars, when they stopped.
Yeah.
It was frightening.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not this. It was so more of an esoteric thing, like a fire drill.
Right.
It's more of an esoteric. It could happen, but we shouldn't. Don't worry about it, kids. We just need you to know where you got to go and what to do in the event of this disaster. Whereas a shooter is random, usually.
Yeah.
Very little, if any, warning.
Right.
And these kids are traumatized, as the vice president went on to say.
Here's the thing. It terrorized you.
Mm-hmm.
It is traumatizing. I don't want that any of our children should have to sit in class when you should be paying attention to what's happening in the front of the classroom,
mm-hmm.
letting your mind open up to the wonders of science, math, or art, or whatever, and instead have to be worried about who's going to come banging through the door carrying some kind of weapon.
That's just, I can't even, and the little kids, you know, 5-year-olds are having to go through this. The trauma that we are putting these children through, that we do not have to do that. We do not have to do that. We can go back and get the assault weapons ban alone. That would save, how many people would have not died just from that ban being overturned, not renewed, I guess is the better way to put it. And people saying, oh, we're all for family values and children and blah, blah, blah. Liars. And they're weird.
Did the would-be Trump assassin, did he use an automatic weapon?
It was an AR-15, I thought.
Okay.
Which is the other reason everybody's like, a bullet, if it really had grazed him, it would have caused more damage because of the type of gun that was utilized. Obviously, the guy wasn't a good shot for Donald.
Right.
Again, Donald saying he took a bullet for democracy. He did not. He did not. He was shot at. That's traumatic. I agree with that. But a man did die behind him, protecting his wife and children. So Donald just stuck with it. I don't like him. He bugs me. Kathy in Pennsylvania. Hi.
Hi. My name is Kathy, and I run a grassroots group here in the Lehigh Valley called Lehigh Valley for All. And I just wanted to call in and let everybody know that we had our canvas. We had two events this weekend. One was our 100 days until the election canvas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and usually get 15 people to sign up, and we did, and usually only 10 of them come.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blowout. Lots and lots of people that never even signed up came in, and they were just all business and excitement and electricity, saying, what can we do to help? They were just, the room was just electric with excitement. And then the next day we had a Hispanic festival that we went to,
mm-hmm.
and I would say that 4 out of 5 of the people we asked, are you going to vote for Kamala Harris? They all said yes with enthusiasm. They took all the literature. We had tons of people register to vote.
Great.
And a lot of them told us, we're registering because I wasn't going to vote. I wasn't going to register. But
wow.
I'm registering so I can vote for Kamala.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I did not see the, you know, I think the Hispanic community seems, this is just a random huge crowd, 100% behind her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to give some good news to everybody that, you know, all across the country here in Pennsylvania, in the Lehigh Valley, everybody's in for her.
Sweet.
So, sweet.
Love that.
That's excellent news. Yay, yay, yay. And I think that's part of it. I believe because we screwed up in 2016,
mm-hmm.
and I'm mainly white married ladies, because we screwed up,
yep.
I have a feeling that we're not going to screw up this time.
No, we're not.
I think we're going to get it right. And I look forward to a President Kamala Harris in 2025.
Yep.
It is 49 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Free speech? What a concept. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouse Provisions. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Big kid, too cool. I make my own rule. My style says what's up. Don't wanna ever grow up. We're gonna stand out. Break away from the crowd.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org, I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 54 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. 323-410-0458. And the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie. Right, see his mug is on the TV.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't control the camera either.
You don't need to see this.
Yes, we do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. So, this is interesting. Trump will no longer publicize his net worth.
Because he has none.
He's keeping it private. Now, he's got a court-appointed financial monitor. Judge Barbara Jones wrote in a recent footnote of her latest report on the Trump org that the real estate mogul will no longer send out statements publicizing his net worth, something he's done since 2004. That's a good idea because he keeps inflating and deflating things constantly, which is what got him into trouble in the first place. And what makes people laugh at him all the time. So, yeah, he used to call into Forbes magazine and tell them stuff. He hasn't been on their list in a while because he didn't work as much as he says he is. The fraud trial.
He also owes a lot of money.
He owes a ton of money. He's in a lot of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that because wasn't Deutsche Bank and everybody else, weren't they going to call in their loans? Weren't balloon payments owed?
I think I remember that at some point.
Yeah, like in 22 or 23, he was supposed to owe like $1 billion to various banks, and apparently they haven't asked for that money yet, which is odd to me considering the amount of money that they've loaned this man and not making the proper interest, according to the lawsuit there in New York City.
Right.
He's mad, he got on a little rant last night.
Uh-oh.
because Kamala's beating him in some polling.
A lot of polling.
She as of this KSTP Survey USA, which is a very conservative TV station in the Twin Cities, they have Kamala Harris opened up with a 10-point lead over Donald over the weekend.
Yeah.
That's a huge lead.
And Harry Enten of CNN this morning, he's there, Steve Kornacki, he reported that on Monday, Biden had an approval rating of 62%.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris today has an approval rating of 88%.
Wow.
Among the electorate.
That's fantastic.
Huge. It's massive. It made Harry Enten say, woof.
Woof indeed. Because, I mean, you know, Carlos's argument is she's not likable. I don't see why she's not likable.
A lot has changed. You know, at one point, a lot of people said that she wasn't likable because, you know, she was beaten down by the right. A lot of people aren't saying that now.
No.
Democrats are all on the same page.
Yes.
And this has never happened before.
No, it does not. It's very out of the ordinary. I don't know what we've done, but let's keep it up.
Yeah.
Don't screw it up now.
Right. It's very Clinton-esque.
You know, it is.
Bill Clinton-esque. Everybody was on board with Bill Clinton.
Yeah. He still only won. He didn't win 51% of the vote, though. So thank you to Ross Perot for that.
I voted for Ross Perot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, California, it really didn't matter much.
I was in Arizona.
Oh, it didn't matter.
I was in college.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you still technically helped elect Bill Clinton then.
I did.
You did.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, America. Hi, Mike in Michigan. Oh, wait, never mind. I'm going to put you back on hold, Mike. Hold on.
Yeah, we got a break.
We got a break. Sorry about that. That was my bad. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the organization Parents as Teachers, what that would mean for you, mom and dad, and your kids. Plus, all the news from the weekend, we'll recap it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.